this idea belong to me? Yeah.
the box.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Hymn by Delilah off of their album Beneath the Floors. Before that, Softer Skin by Joyer off of their album Night Songs. And then the first of the hour was This Idea by Bluffing off of their Nature EP, which I thought I played. I don't know if I... Maybe I didn't. I know I played two songs. Well, played parts of Bluffing's recent EP twice in the show. Seemingly the same song. I don't know if I mixed that up, but I'll figure that out at some point. Anyway, the only really recent one there is the Bluffing EP Night Songs by Joyer. Came out last year sometime. Anyway, I've been playing Bluffing lately and will again in the future. But I'm looking forward to their stuff. They're a Calgary band. I think former members of Dory's, maybe Telstar Drugs. But used to play with some of the guys that are here in Montreal now, like members of Sunforger. So kind of cool to see a continuation of that style of Canadian music. Anyway, coming up next is a Montreal band. This is going to be from their recent album. It's the band Works. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Vessel Era, One Word, by Her New Knife, off of Chrome is Lullaby. Before that, Steamroller by Feeble Little Horse, off of Girl with Fish. Second of the four songs was Happily Married by Night Lunch, off of Measure Twice, Cut Once. And the first of the four was Moonshaker 2 by Works, off of Bent Out of Shape. All pretty recent albums. Oldest one there is Girl with Fish. That's a really nice one. It's one I've been meaning to play on this show for a really long time. I was lucky to find a copy in CJLO's Digital Music Archive. So pretty sweet for me. What's there to say? Works released that album, Bent Out of Shape, last year. I think they've played a few shows since then. And the next one coming up is that I know of is April 11th. They're going to be playing with Facts, F-A-C-S. It's a Chicago noise rock band. Should be good. That's going to be at Quay to Broom. So, yeah. I'm not used to planning my life out that far in advance. Like, April 11th to me seems like something very, very far away. But hey, look at that. Some future for me going on here. I'm supposed to play with Shunk. I feel like I've seen Shunk before, but I can't remember anything about them. I feel kind of weird when, there are shows I go to and all I can remember is like a single band from it. Like, for instance, I saw Her New Knife play. I think it must have been like a tour for the release of Chrome is Lullaby. That happened in the fall. They played a show at SOT. And I have no idea who else they played with. It's always this weird feeling because normally it's like a good indication of other music to listen to, or like it's a cheap way for me to come up with music to play on the show as well. It's like, oh, well, if some booker thought that having these three, four bands play live together would be a good idea, then, you know, and I'll just rip off their sense of coherence, whatever. Sense of style, sense of taste, or their taste outright, not their sense of it. Or I guess taste is a sense. Anyway, but I'm using it as a noun. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, there are good shows coming up. But yeah, Works is kind of the big one for me. God, I wish I had more to say. I feel totally out of it today. One thing I did want to mention is I felt weird playing that Night Lunch song there. It's just thematically totally off, but it felt really good next to Moonshaker by Works. Moonshaker 2. Is there a Moonshaker 1 on that album? I do not know. I sometimes feel weird. Like, I get a strange anxiety about playing certain pieces of music because I don't like reusing songs on the show. It does happen. I'm going to do that tonight very, very late in the show. It's like, if I use it once, it's kind of this feeling. It's like, I know it's going to be like a barrier to me ever using it again. So it's like, if I use it in the wrong place, then I've really wasted some sort of finite resource. And that really screws with me, and freaks me out. And I considered playing Vangasp, and then I was like, well, you know, I would want to play something. Anyway, next up is Darn.
It's so good to make it. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was On the Paper by Pal off of their compilation of three releases. I don't remember exactly which one this was off of, but Dancing / I Am Not a Burden / Peace and Love. Before that, Grassy Green by Utah off of Reaper's Gain. And the first of the three was This Time by Darn off of Bless This Mess, which is, as far as I know, their only release and one they made in 2020. And then two of those members went on to play as the Nora Kelly Band. And I don't think the Nora Kelly Band quite sounds like that. Self-described hypno-country is what Darn was. And then they stopped, maybe. But it was pretty cool to come across that EP recently. And I feel cheap sometimes when I reuse like artist combinations on the show. It's like, oh, well, on the second last episode, I played Darn right before Utah or some combination like that. Yeah, it feels like cheating. I don't know how I feel about it on a deeper level. But I did really like playing Pal with them. Taking this really slow, kind of sad thing and turning it into something hopeful at the end. I mean, I'm always trying to theme or complain about theming these little chunks of songs. And it's nice to play with it a little bit more than just having it be, you know, totally static emotionally. There's very little that I get to do. I'm just making collage art. Well, I don't even want to call it art. Collages out of things that exist in proper form on some album somewhere. But it's a nice exercise. It's fun. It makes me reflect more on, you know, I guess like what certain albums meant to me. Like how can I choose to play certain things together? I kind of feel that way about like particularly that Utah album and then the album by Pal were ones that I was really into last month. So interesting to reflect. Anyway, got another slow one coming up. This is going to be from the band Golden Star.
Well, you're not involved. You're not involved. Now, a couple of things about the Sasquatch.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Houseplant by There Getting a Body of Water off of their album Gestures Bean. Before that, What Are You Up To by Cooking off of Cooking, and then in parentheses, With Gas. Before that, Savior by New Not Shameful off of their split with Trust Blinks. And then the first of the four was Seven Score by Golden Star off of their recently released EP, self-titled EP, I should say. I really wanted to play that track by There Getting a Body of Water. And I only recently listened to Gestures Bean, and I found it pretty remarkable the change that they underwent between that album and then they released Destiny XL and then S. I don't know, 2022, that one? 2023? And I mean, it makes a lot of sense in the sort of like backdrop of like slowcore and shoegaze in Philadelphia, and then slowcore, especially in like the New York scene. My vague familiarity with it. So it's really cool to see how much they've changed, and also like sort of the current landscape of shoegaze in Philadelphia. S being a totally different album from Gestures Bean, and then you've got bands like Full Body 2 that I've heard of, and sort of I wouldn't even know how to describe it, but exciting changes in the sound that people have there. But anyway, Gestures being terrific album. Love that song. And Golden Star as well. That's the first song off of their self-titled EP. And that was one that I was really excited to listen to. I thought that there was something out about them working on a full album. Maybe they are, but I was mistaken about that. So I don't want to spread lies. I said that at some point. I think it was maybe the band Fib in Philadelphia that said they're working on an album. They did actually release a song off of an album that's forthcoming. But yeah, I'm waiting on information from Golden Star. Shows, albums, I'll see. Anyway, there's one final song left to play. It's one I've played before. It's going to be a nice outro, I think. It's by the band Smallmouth off of their album All Ports and Frequencies. The song is called I Always See People Leaving.
Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chitlin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and we broadcast from